You're welcome. If you walked at Triphammer Pond in Hingham on Saturday, or Tubbs Meadow in Pembroke on Sunday, you're welcome. Let me introduce myself. I'm the guy who got there at sunrise and walked all the trails first. That means I took all the cobwebs to my face so that you could walk carelessly and freely for the rest of the day. You're welcome. And what glorious sunrises they were. There was a fog rising eerily off Triphammer Pond, or what's left of it, on Saturday, and when the sun lit it up from behind, it was majestic in its autumnal splendor. At Tubbs Meadow, it didn't really hit me until I reached the ponds there, and I watched as the smaller birds all began waking up as the sun's rays spread across the trees and bushes, stirring them into activity. There were more commonalities to both days, too, and they went beyond the large flocks of Canada geese that populated both sanctuaries. Sparrows had returned. In both places, I found white-throated sparrows right on time, returning from the north. I actually spotted the yellow lores, feathers around their eyes, before I saw their white throats. At Tubbs, one sang its famous song, Poor Sam Peabody, Peabody, Peabody. And not all ducks were the same either. We've been stuck in a duck pattern, generally just hosting mallards throughout the summer, but here, at Tubbs, a new face had arrived, a gadwall, a species with an unmistakably weirdly shaped head. It'll be here, with many other species, for the next 5 months or so. And on both days, my car dinged at me as I sat down, calling my attention to the dashboard temperature reading of 39 degrees just before sunrise. Yes, fall is upon us, from the changing leaves, to the migrating birds, to the dropping temperatures. If you hadn't noticed before, and I just filled you in, you're welcome. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.